I want to talk about masturbation.
I think that's in very bad taste.
More than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism.
Booyah!
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier.
Okay.
Fuck you so long as I'm the dictator.
I tell you, I don't get no respect. No respect at all.
Well, that was pretty crappy.
If you're one of the thousands of men who suffer from erectile dysfunction, you already know that it's no laughing matter.
There, now if I can just find a midget with some gin, I'll be in business.
Sometimes I have trouble talking to girls.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains. You're ugly and your mama guesses you're funny.
I'll cheer you up if I just do big movies up my nose.
Internet. Nothing's still around.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap! Ooh. Oh, my God!
What is it?
You are listening to Geek Love Radio.
Welcome to Geek Love Radio.
As of gone?
March 7th, 2004.
Yes.
I am Adam.
Yes.
Here in the studio with...
we have a couple of people in the studio. Let me fix your music really quick, yeah.
Fixing the music.
Awesome.
He's the music
chain smokers in the studio.
Shut up.
What was that?
Introduce yourself again.
I don't hear that.
It's not
here. Holly is very sick right now.
Yes.
But she's a trooper and she's on the show still.
My girl, talk to me.
So, yeah, and we have Chris on the show with us.
What's up?
He's a first-time shower. Show-upper.
Yep.
And that's about it.
It's your first time.
Yeah. Shannon, what's up?
What's going on?
Not
yeah.
much for you.
Not a whole lot. Oh. Just got reservations for... golfing over spring break.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
so happy. Although you dropped your credit card.
Yeah.
We didn't write it down, though.
The only reason why I dropped my credit card was...
for golfing.
For all golfing.
Right, well, first things first, we want to give a shout-out to... Ashley
Joe. Thank you, Ashley.
At a certain restaurant that gave us a free... free sandwiches because yeah. we happen to be the Geek Club Radio host.
Ashley, the sandwich is superb, by the way. You make awesome food.
My sandwich is good too.
It was excellent. We just sat here and we were just amazed. And the sauces that you put on there, awesome.
She put like 4 sauces on there.
I know.
That's why they call them sandwich artistes.
Sandwich artistes, yes.
With an E.
They don't mess around.
Of course
they don't.
Ask Jack Black. Subway U.
So yeah, let's get the show started. We have some things to talk about today, as always. First off, if you want to check out our website, it's www.geeklovradio.com. And we have our AIM names, which is Geek Love Radio, and we have Ask Holly as well. We'll see how good she can do with these Ask Holly questions
I'll
today.
Hey, don't we have a new addition, the MSN name?
Yeah, we have an MSN name now. So if you guys have MSN and you want to add us to your MSN, our email for that is geekloveradio@gmail.com. Just add us as a contact with that email, and we will get your requests. So, as people add us, awesome. So, yeah, let's. Before we start the show, there's a quick message to say, Holly, better get better. I miss her sexiness, or I mean voice.
Okay. Who is that from?
Is that from Commander Zig?
No, that's from Berserk.
Oh, yeah, Berserk.
Oh, thank you, Berserk.
Okay.
I was supposed to be on their show this weekend, but things came up.
It happens. You can't control it.
So it's like the second time I missed out on their show because of stuff coming up. Well, actually, the first time I was going to be on their show, I was ready to go, but...
Yeah.
I contacted them like right when they started the show and already had a replacement guest host.
Way to go, man. Way to go. I have the show notes.
Up to Ames sometime, I think.
What's that?
He wants to chill with us when he comes up to Ames.
Awesome. Dude, you're still watching the video.
We'll go ahead and mention this now.
okay.
I was showing the Tally asked what it was. I was showing the guests here. The Star Wars ASCII movie. I remember seeing it a long time ago. If you're in Windows, open up a command prompt. Or if you're in Linux, open up a console or whatever, command line, and type in telnet, then it's towel, TOWEL, dot blinking lights, and it's BLINKINLIGHT dot NL.
I'll throw that in the show.
Well, yeah, open on the notes.
But open on the website.
It's the entire, what is it, episode 4?
4.
A New Hope, whatever it is.
Yeah.
The first Star Wars that was released, it's done completely in ASCII text.
It's unreal.
And, it's pretty cool. It's geeky and...
Yes.
I just happened to remember it sitting here. Something reminded me of it, so I want to show these guys.
Awesome. Awesome.
It's been on for a while, though. But I can't imagine how
I can't believe it keeps going, man. It's like freaking
that's
the whole movie.
Oh,
it just keeps going and going.
I think the person who made this definitely needed some deep glow.
You need a bit. Just a bit. First off, continuation of last show. The guy that had the girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
He walked in on his girlfriend and his best friend. He messaged me again, and I was talking to him earlier. And he was saying that pretty much he's back in his home, and he's like with boxes because he's like moving. He has to move now because he was gonna live with his girlfriend because they were gonna move in together. But and they bought like a house or something like that.
Ooh. Yeah, they've been together.
Oh, they've been together for 5 years.
Oh my.
So, and like I asked him if he's talked to her, and he said basically no. That she keeps saying she's sorry, but he's always saying that he has something to do. Like he always, you know, tries to avoid her. Mm-hmm. And then he says, my plans now are to try to leave and find a small apartment somewhere, you know, just until he can get enough money to buy another house. But, yeah, that's pretty much what ended up happening with that. So, if anybody was interested in finding out how that turned out,
that's rough.
That really sucks.
Now, did he know, or did he know the guy that was with her?
Friend.
Yeah, that was his, like, best friend.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Like, he went down to Florida to see his girlfriend, and his best friend was down there, too. So, he couldn't find his girlfriend, so he went to his best friend's house to chill, you know. And lo and behold, they're pretty much doing it on the table. I don't know if they were doing it on the table specifically, but yeah. It was pissed off.
Yeah, that's... I was walking for that.
Yeah. That's, like, my favorite... That's on my top 10 list things of... Like, there's still things to do. Walking in on my girlfriend with
that's
my thing.
It's like cheesy Hollywood stuff.
Yeah, it is.
It's crazy, it's real.
I know. Hey, did you get the show notes I sent you? Dude, there, look for our name, Geek Club Radio, and click that. There you go. It's just some emails. Some of these are kind of long. Actually, we have a lot of long emails tonight. So... I'm going to try to shorten them up a bit. But the first one says, I would have sent this into the show email address, but due to the campus firewall, I'm not sure if I'll be able to listen to your show. I'm 19 and enrolled in a small Christian university, about 2,000 people, 2,500 people. I am one of the people that hasn't ever had a date. I went to prom with someone last year, but as you know, a prom date isn't really a date. I'm pretty much the typical nice guy, sort of like the one mentioned in the rant. One major difference is that I am one of the guys that didn't even go to parties. I was often very quiet in high school due to circumstances, but now I seem to talk a lot more. College has really changed me after only one semester. However, I still have been able to find a girlfriend or even go on a date. I do like someone now, but she has said twice that she didn't want a boyfriend. I think she actually means it, and she isn't just saying that to be mean. She said that he's funny to be, and he's good to be around. I'm one of those guys that has been talked to by 6 different girls in 5 minutes, and we hang out before class. More or less, he says, it almost seems like I am too nice. I'm very tactful and very sweet with girls. When it has rained, he's like, I've often walked several girls whom I didn't even know to whatever building or to wherever they were going just because they didn't have an umbrella, and he did, obviously. I can be funny and witty mixed with some sarcasm, but not overly harsh and sarcastic. He says, any advice on what I should do to find a date?
Nice guys finish last.
Yeah, we already had that.
And did I ever? No, I never probably even talked to you about this, but I had a website called Nice Guys Finish Last Club. It was ngflclub.com. It's still there. It just links to our site now. But, yeah. It happened to me a lot in high school.
Me too.
And it sucks, because, I mean, you can't really, you know, not be nice. Hey, I'm going to be a bitch to you now. And, like, I don't know. It just doesn't feel right sometimes. What are you doing?
I couldn't download the notes for some reason that you sent to me.
Oh, so you got them.
So I logged into the server via SSH, and I'm reading them directly from the server.
So, advice?
Well, one thing, I guess, that's a good step forward, at least, is he at least sounds like he's trying, you know? He says he's got that girl that he's got a thing for, and sounds like he's trying getting her to go out and stuff like that. So it's not like the type where I've never had a date. I can't find a date because I'm not trying.
Yeah, and obviously girls are coming up to him and stuff like that, so he can talk to girls.
Right.
I think as for like the way he acts and like him being a nice guy or whatever, I don't think he should change that or anything, because he shouldn't try to change who he is. But like, he'll find the right girl when the time is right, I think, who will appreciate him for himself, you know.
Yeah, and kind of going off of what they said, he shouldn't waste his time with girls that aren't looking for a nice guy.
He had an addendum to this really quick. He said to me also, he says, I told her I liked her, and she told me she thought of me as a really good friend. I need to figure out how to make it so girls don't always think of me as that. He says, he's talking to me about this.
One thing that I could attest to is that if you're always act as a friend and maybe not be flirtatious or not enter the personal bubble, they're going to look at you as a friend unless you make like a move that shows that you're interested in being more than that. But if you're nothing but a friend for the longest time, of course that's what they're going to see you as. And it's hard to go from that to anything else.
I think we had this email before. I think
something similar, maybe.
Yeah, or something similar. I don't remember. But, like what he said, kind of, I mean, you just kind of got to prove the relationship. Like, if you find a new girl, you know, you got to kind of make it clear that, hey, that I want more than just a friendship, you know, sort of thing. Because if you just linger on the friend thing, then that's all they're going to ever think.
That's tough.
I know.
Easier said than done.
I know.
Yeah.
We should have a whole show on how to do that.
Difficulty level?
Yeah.
Difficulty level?
Rating.
He says he doesn't have problem approaching girls. And at where he goes, there's about 2 girls to every guy at his college. So it's not, I mean, you have opportunities to meet a lot more girls. So just go meet more girls.
You think college is having trouble with the nice guys finish last thing?
Hey, that was me, dude.
Yeah. It seems like, I don't know.
Unless I'm not a nice guy anymore, I don't really have a problem with it in college.
You're not. You're a dick. You asshole.
I'll be the asshole for this show.
Yes!
Shannon. It's Torrin's not here.
Right. Nice.
Well, actually, last time it wasn't Torrin, it was Shannon.
Hey, I was egged on, okay. Peer pressure.
That happens.
Nice. Unless I'm watching TV where it's like high school women's bowling.
Oh, dude.
That was awesome.
Were you watching that with us?
Not with you guys, but I was watching over in Allison's room.
Dude, it was high school women's bowling.
It was fucking awesome.
I was making unfair generalizations about short-haired, fat, middle-aged women.
Oh, you mean the coach?
Yeah.
And how so many middle-aged women, like, and I mentioned... I asked Richard this question, and I was being very serious. I'm like, how come short-haired, fat, middle-aged women puff a lot? They're always like,
And they did that when they were younger. That's why.
And how come they get so pissed off and they have to spend more than 2 seconds in a line? They're always like, oh, God. Oh,
that's just them breathing normally.
I don't know, man. Dude, I went to a theater.
And they take elevators one floor instead of, like, taking the stairs.
Yeah.
And usually the stair is faster than taking an elevator one floor.
Wrong
Yeah.
When you can use the exercise. Actually, something wrong.
Yeah. Like, I went to a theater production the other night, and I was sitting there, and, like, the show, like, was barely starting, and they just closed the doors. All of a sudden, you hear, like, running up the stairs, like, these, like, two people. They bust in the doors, and, like, they sit right behind us, and they're just, like, you can hear them, like, halfway through the theater, and they're just, like,
and, like, the actor stopped.
And, like, everybody around us, we were just all, like, trying not to laugh, because it was the most annoying, disgusting thing I've ever heard. And I look back, and it's just, like, it wasn't you, Chris.
No, Chris,
that was me.
The week before when we went.
We were late, and I had to run all the way from the back of the parking lot.
Oh, no.
By Jack Trice, the Fisher.
Mm. No, this was some middle-aged, short-haired, bigger lady.
I'm just out of shape.
Nonetheless, it was funny.
That's crazy.
Anyway.
Dude, just... take it easy.
And advice to middle-aged women.
Advice to middle-aged women.
You don't necessarily have to have short, spiky hair for middle-aged women. I understand the convenience, but you also...
Seriously, you can let it grow.
I had long hair for a while, so I have sympathy for women with long hair. But it doesn't necessarily look the best. You should weigh convenience with, like...
The eye hole?
With style, yeah. And come up with the one that... Find a nice, happy medium.
I had a question for you, Richard.
Yes, question me up.
From one nice guy to another.
Okay.
At one time. Did you ever have it where, like older women, like, say, like, mid-20s or later 20s, would be like, don't worry, as you get older, girls start looking more for the nice guy kind of thing.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Where are those women now?
I heard that, too. I heard that, too.
Because, like, I always, like, in high school, when I was, like, through high school, I ended up tutoring a lot of, like, all the older people. In Spanish, because I'm Mexican and I speak Spanish, and our Spanish teacher really sucked. So she would have me, like, a seventh grader, tutor, like, all these high school students, and, like...
Right on.
And, like, I loved it, man, because, like, I was, like, friends with all the high schoolers, you know? No, I didn't get paid. It was, like, one of those things. I was in study hall, and I didn't want to sit in study hall with a bitchy woman, so...
But did she have short hair?
No.
Was she middle-aged?
She was middle-aged.
Mine was.
Yeah.
She was middle-aged and... larger.
I don't usually get on a rant like that, but
yeah, I'm
thinking about it. Like, all the
places I'm
like,
I
was thinking watching the show. I was thinking, like, all the times in my life, places I've worked, like, middle-aged people who've been jerks to me. Like, the hardest times I had with anybody, it's always been short-haired middle-aged women that hump all the time. They're always like, for the simplest things that aren't that much of an inconvenience to anybody else.
The bitchiest person at work is a short-haired middle-aged woman.
And
I think it's just because they
grew up. And it's probably an unfair generalization to say all short-haired middle-aged women are like that, but...
My Spanish teacher was like that.
There's a lot of them out there. And I don't understand, like, is it the haircut that causes this?
No. Happy haircut.
But I guess, my mom is middle-aged. She has long hair, but she huffs a lot, too, so...
I think it's just a middle-aged thing, man.
She's always like...
Within the work context, I mean, you gotta look at the, like, you know, usually people our age are at an unskilled labor type job, and they're just, like, upset about having a crappy job or something.
Shannon has a theory.
No, well, that and, like, the whole thing that they're probably going through menopause. And, like...
Not middle-aged women.
Here comes our middle-aged women hate mail.
Yeah.
Yeah, how great. All right, let's stop talking about middle-aged women, because...
It's not menopause, baby.
It's not menopause. Damn, you must be PMSing, man. Okay.
Richard.
Question, I just thought of.
Yeah, all
right. Is there any sort of, like, medical problem where, like, someone can... start menopause when they're, like, really young?
Yes.
Heard about that.
Yeah.
I heard someone in their 20s got that. I don't know where I heard it, though.
Yeah. I knew a girl that actually, that this happened
really?
To. Yeah.
Like 14.
No. She was like 21.
Like
yeah.
In the 20s.
I think this was on National Enquirer last week, too.
Yeah, maybe that's right.
Is that where we saw it?
That's a real credible source.
Hey, you know.
That was right beside the cat from Mars.
And the one-eyed baby.
Hey, that was actually real. I got that. That is on my blog, and that was real. That was on CNN or something like that.
There's plenty of Cyclops babies on Rotten.com or something.
Rotten.com.
This
is a real medical thing, though.
Have you ever seen Rotten.com?
Yes, I've seen Rotten.com.
It's pretty rotten. They have this game on there called the Deadpool. You could sign up and you could pick the top 10 people you think are going to die.
Oh my god.
Like, celebrities?
Yeah, celebrities.
And then they keep track of score, and there's people who made like, good picks, like... Like, you have high-ranking, like, Marlon Brando and Ronald
Reagan. Well, what does he get for having a high?
Nothing.
Who needs fantasy baseball?
It's just kind of cool. There's a thing on there. It shows the top-rated people who are going to die. Like, number one's the Pope, followed by, like,
hey.
That's a pretty good guess.
Give him 20 more years.
That's like red or black in real life.
I should, yeah. I should load it up.
No offense to the Pope.
It has nothing really to do with the show, but I'm going to load it up anyway. All right, while you do that, I'm going to read the next email. Sound good?
Sounds good?
All right. It goes, I know this chick for about a month and a half, and I like her a lot. We met on MySpace, which is a dating site. And
the one that porn with him?
No, this is a different one. MySpace, oh wait, MySpace is more like a personal, like, I don't know, site, I don't know. Anyhow, we've emailed each other a lot, and he says, with positively responded to each other's emails. I've met her before in person too, so it's not some internet shindig. It's just, I really don't know if she likes me. She knows I like her, and it really leaves me in the dust when she doesn't show that much emotion. So the guy met a girl online, and they met once or twice, and he is kind of sad because she doesn't show that much emotion towards him.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go for it.
You guys think that, like, meeting people online, stuff like that, has still got that same old stigma, like, it's bad?
It's bad?
We talked about some
lonely people
and
stuff.
One of the first episodes about how, like, our generation, we kind of see it like that. Could we kind of miss the whole...
Yeah.
We started dating before people were doing it like that, but the younger generation, they see it as, like, it's not weird to them. It's kind of normal. It's just another option.
Yeah, I actually think it's cool. I mean, I think it's hard to meet people out there. It's compatible.
I met my ex-girlfriend online. We were together for 4 years.
Right on, see, yeah.
And
wow.
Yeah,
we lived in the same town, we didn't know each other, and we found each other online, and worked out.
That's cool.
Anyhow, MySpace is a profile site, I've been corrected. But yes, like, so he just is worried that this girl isn't showing much attention. Like, what's stopping you from dating another girl? Like, what's stopping you from going after another girl right now? I mean, like, if you're just gonna, like, if this girl's not, if you're not happy with the girl, obviously, I mean, you have to change something. And if you're not gonna talk to her about it, like, talk to her and find out exactly what's going on, because if she wants something more,
maybe then, you just flat out ask what's going on, then.
Exactly.
If you're curious, why not?
Yeah.
Maybe she's shy and hasn't quite opened up to...
Or maybe she hasn't caught on to what's going on.
Yeah.
Miss the bus.
Miss the bus. The short bus, Holly.
Thank you.
She's the bus. She's busy.
I remember when Chris Cross had a song like that.
Don't smoke.
Yeah, maybe you took the stairs up after you got done smoking your pack.
I'm sorry, Holly. This is funny.
Cigarettes at once.
I don't really smoke.
She doesn't really smoke.
I don't.
She's just faking.
It sounds like I do.
No, she chews.
No, I don't.
You better be ready by Friday.
I will. I'll be good by spring break.
The temperature change is going to make you really sick.
Exactly.
No, I have to open up on some meds, so it's going to be okay.
No one should be so loopy.
Loopy.
Have lots of alcohol, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I got this Deadpool thing all loaded up over here.
Okay, tell us
sweet.
About it.
Okay, well, in the popularity contest for people who are most ranking most popular to die. Number one, we have Pope John Paul with 16,624 picks.
Wow, man, that's crazy.
He's a popular guy.
We had Pope Eddie Albert, who was Oliver on Green Acres, Osama bin Laden, Jerry Lewis, Billy Graham, Saddam Hussein, Abe Vigoda, Albert Hoffman, Courtney Love, and Michael Jackson.
Courtney Love and Michael Jackson is just wishful thinking, I think.
Yeah, you know that bitch is going to
die. She's not going to
die. Well, if you click on Courtney Love's little profile, they'll tell you what her risk factors are.
Oh, herself.
This is crazy. Rampant drug
use. It tells you who she used to date, how many kids she has, and all of her
poor child, Francis.
Her risk factors are heroin, cocaine, smoking, alcoholism, and Oxycontin. Yeah, she's a big druggie.
No, she's clean.
So, and her last boyfriend was, she's dated Billy Corgan, Trent Reznor, Eddie Norton, and of course she was married to Kurt Cobain, and she has a daughter with him. She was born in 1992.
She probably made Billy bald.
Probably. Damn it. Damn her. Getting him on all those drugs.
Yes.
God. How could she do that to him?
For Michael Jackson, it says, love her children everywhere.
Yeah, did you hear this testimony from the little lady?
There's going to be a children's crusade.
My brother finally went to sleep, and then I saw Michael licking his head.
What?
Yeah. What? I was watching Court TV today, unfortunately.
It's on Court TV?
Yeah. Yeah,
no
he's like, my brother fell asleep, and then I looked up and saw Michael licking his head.
Michael Jackson is a member of the Church of Scientology.
Yeah.
Oh. That's a risk factor.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a vegetarian.
That's of course, that's a risk factor. Alright, I have a question that is good.
Child
abduction. Adam, since I'm going to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Alright. This guy messaged and he said, I am 24. How young is too young for me to date?
How young? I would say 18.
Yeah. 18.
Yeah, I would too.
Because I am 23 and I don't go any lower than 18.
I would say 18 too.
18 in high school or 18 out of high school?
That's 18 out of high school.
Right.
Like, I don't date anybody who's in high school. No way.
I do.
I'm joking.
Maybe.
I'm joking.
Follow your heart.
Maybe if I met some girl like a couple days before she was going to graduate high school, I might think about it, but I wouldn't do anything with her until after she graduated.
What if you met someone, I don't know, and...
I think if you're 18, I think you should be able to date down to, like, 16.
Oh, yeah, if you're...
And then, like, go up...
Consent is 16.
See, that's right.
At least in our state, it's 16.
Yeah.
When I was 18, I was dating a 16-year-old.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's a website out there for anybody that is interested. It's called ageofconsent.com.
Yeah, Iowa is 14. Yeah.
Iowa
definitely
is 14.
Definitely a good reference.
Yeah, Iowa has an age of consent of 14.
Really?
Iowa's like one of the lowest.
Yeah.
Ew.
In the United States.
And I think it's 13 within 5 years or something like that.
Yeah, 5 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yes, I was
there. Yeah, we do have the lowest. Shannon's like, yes.
You can't get arrested now.
She said it was okay.
I didn't know she was 3.
Oh my god. That's so horrible.
Yeah, that is horrible.
That's terrible.
What?
You're claiming the title.
Asshole of the night.
I could have claimed I fucked the Olsen twins before they were famous. That would have got me way below 3.
Oh my god.
You know, speaking of which, I went to this party once last semester.
Like,
speaking of which.
Oh yeah. No, these guys had this countdown clock, and it was like to like the millisecond, and it was a countdown to when they would actually turn 18.
Yeah, those are online. Like, there's a website called the Olsen Countdown.
And it's like, yeah.
And that they put it up when they were still like 12 years old. I swear, it was like.
It was like, these two are going to be hot.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was like, countdown until they can be employed.
One of my friends has that, is his like, linking avatar in this forum thing that we belong to. But it has like 2008, because it's for the girl on...
Oh yeah, from...
From Harry Potter.
Yeah.
It's like 2008, man. And it's blinking.
Oh,
and it's just like right under her picture.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Anyhow, I have some good friends.
Weird.
Alright, we have some other AIM questions. We might as well just hit all these up since we're on a roll.
Okay.
It says, my boyfriend said to me that he wanted to take a break because he felt like we were just good friends and not boyfriend-girlfriend. But the weird thing is that we've been going out for only 3 weeks. I'm confused about it.
Yeah, he... 3 weeks of him saying that. First of all, he must be a dating noob. Because that's like something you'd say to someone you've been with for a while. You say that, what you really mean is, I want to play around with other people.
Yeah. Dude, it's been 3 weeks, though. I mean, I don't think...
3 weeks, she should just realize that he wants to keep her around for play, but he wants to...
Yeah, I think you need to just move on.
That means that I like to play around with you, but I want to play around with other people, so...
I think even if it was 3 years, it's like, you'd think by that point, your significant other would be more or less like your best friend, and that's one of the little, you know, upsides of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of a dumb excuse.
She should slap at him and call and say, you noob.
You noob. Yeah, if you can talk... I don't know. It's 3 weeks.
3 weeks. I'm still dating after 3 weeks.
I know. Couldn't even get... Like, you can't even fully get in a relationship after, like, 3 weeks.
Still getting to know the person.
You're still getting to know the person, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Like, so...
That's why she should say... You
know. You're not even at the gross out part. At the gross out phase, you know?
Exactly.
That's the best part.
When you can start, like... Farting and burping and shit in front of him.
Maybe he's doing it already.
I didn't even do that after 4 years. I'm gonna leave the room for a second. No reason.
Where are you going?
Nowhere.
I gotta go.
Don't go in that room for a while.
I just started pulling the covers over the head. Is that bad?
Oh no.
Dutch oven.
Hey, come here, really quick.
That's asking to be single.
Yeah.
No, it's just asking for an ass kicking.
Well, could you imagine if, say, your girlfriend did that to you?
That's crazy.
Just rips one and pull the cover over your head, laughs at you. You noob.
Something about chicks belching, though, that I think is kind of cool.
Turns you on.
Sure.
Hey.
You know what? It's okay if they're hot to begin with, but...
Hey, Adam, what are you doing?
Good point.
Hey, Adam, what time do you leave? On Thursday.
I leave Thursday morning.
Aw, damn. You could have come to the strip club with us.
Oh, yeah, dude, totally.
He's never been to a strip club.
I haven't either.
Anybody wants to come.
Anyway, we're going to have, 50,000 people left.
Yeah.
Well, we got to put those girls together.
He's invited.
Shannon's like, I'm cut off. No, we're going to have strip club stories then.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Mm. All right. Well, we're going to have some strip club. Holly's going to have the strip club.
Yeah,
so
we're going to chip in and give her a private dance.
No.
Yeah. Get her a private dance. Not give her one. Get her one.
Get her one. Oh, yes.
No. Oh, yes.
What? You're going to say no? You already hate her. You can't really walk away from that.
Especially when it's going to be
I think I heard, on the radio about this.
Uh-oh.
I may be wrong. I think we're on the radio. Isn't Thursday night amateur night?
No.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
Don't even think about it.
Paul's like, I do need some money for it.
I do need some quick money, but I don't want to do that.
Well, there's worse things you could do.
No.
But Holly, we need new computers for the show.
Guys, you just abused me.
Yeah, we sold you off. We put you on the auction block last week.
What did you say? You're breaking up.
You're breaking up.
It's the microphone. It's not my voice.
We'll give you some cost syrup.
If I make some more money for the show.
There's some Jack Daniels over there. You can
clear you out.
Yeah.
That'll fix your vocal cords.
That'll do the trick.
I just totally get rid of your voice.
Yeah.
You're just gonna be like, I'll be like, Holly's huffing next to me. Like, your hair's still long though.
Oh. Yeah, right. Next thing you know, it's gonna be cut short and spiky.
Let me see your ID, Holly.
She's 34. I can't even do that, right?
Okay. I just can't even laugh, right?
Alright, I have...
laughing.
Okay.
Put the lotion on its skin, or else you get the hose again.
That's awesome. I still have yet to see that.
Really?
I will, I promise.
Alright. I just read last night they're making another one.
Really?
Another prequel. It's just like, let it die. Please.
Let it die.
Do we have any more IMs?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a ton, man.
Okay.
I'm just trying to wade through them. Here's one. It says, I have a question. You can really... I have a question for you. Can you really stay friends with an ex? Do you have to be rich to impress girls these days?
I think you can be friends with an ex. It takes a lot of
time. Yeah, it's really hard.
It takes a lot of time. A lot of time to, like, fully get over that so you don't have any feelings left for them. But I think if you both are willing to, you know, make it work out, if your friendship's important, then I think it can work out. Because...
Yeah, it takes
time.
It happened to me.
But, like she said, both people have to be willing.
It's gonna be
because
you both have
I've had exes that said they were willing, but I think that was just to make it easier.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's be friends unless you're actually gonna do it.
They actually have no real intention of it. They just that reminds me of that song too by Biz Markie, "Just a Friend."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was going to mention that on the show sometime, where if a girl has to tell you that a guy is just a friend,
yeah,
why would she have to justify someone as just a friend? Well, couldn't she just say, he's my friend.
He's my friend. He's just a friend.
That's why there's a song
about
that.
Which means we talk to him once a year.
Just a friend. Just a good position.
Just.
We got more messages.
Guys do it too, though.
Let's go through these, because we have a lot, man. Alright, it says, hi, I love the show. I'm not looking for conventional dating advice, but almost anti-dating advice. I have never been to prom, and I don't want to go. I go to a small school where everybody knows each other for some pathetic reason they are having prom. I don't feel like paying $30 for a ticket.
Jeez, get the sand out of your vagina.
Yeah.
I went to a...
Hold on, this is not done. And then it... Hold on, this is not done. And then
quote of the night, oh my god.
And then for a date,
this guy's
which
so
I don't
tight,
want
couldn't pull
to have.
A needle out of his ass with a tractor.
Shut up. And then it says, which a date...
Sorry.
Which a date... I can't even think anymore. Which I don't have or want to have, yet... This is... She's talking about a date. Yet some people seem to want to continue to pressure me to go. I don't want to go, and that's fine. I need to wait to get off of my back without telling them to fuck off or get mad at me. Thanks a lot.
Well,
I would say.
This is a chick?
Yeah.
Oops. I don't know. I think this might be a guy.
Well,
I
think so. I'm not sure. I'm not going to release the AIM name, and it's not very...
I just think having such a... I mean, you don't have to be into dating, but, like...
Well,
I went to prom.
It's almost like this person is trying to be a nonconformist,
right.
And in that case...
On the other hand...
That phase is past.
In that case, this is like, you're just creating drama for yourself.
But on the other hand, like, I mean, you shouldn't be pressured to have to go to something. I mean, just to conform to everybody else's.
If they want to go, they should go, but...
But the thing is, if you don't want to go, just don't go.
Yeah.
And just don't make drama for it, and don't discuss it with people. Just don't go. Like I said, you're just making
really
you're making drama for yourself.
Something like that.
I guess on the other side of that.
Your vagina.
I guess on the other side of that, I think you know you're what 17 now, whatever, and it's like you don't know what your perspective is going to be when you're 34 and be like, don't regret anything possibly.
Yeah.
You know, take that into account too.
Yeah, because you got to think about what old people say about like your late high school years and your college year. They're like, it's like the best years of your life.
Yeah.
Like, oh geez, I wish I would have done that.
It's like, but like, it's one of those things. Like, I went to prom my junior year and I got dumped at prom, and I'm like, I'm never going to prom again, you know, because it was the suckiest time I ever had. Then following year, I took 2 dates to prom.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and not only did I go to prom, but I went to prom with 2 people.
All right. Well, I know I've been a jerk to this listener.
Oh, they don't care.
Simply,
they're
like,
laughing about it.
They should not make drama out of it. If you don't want to be conformist, just don't go, don't talk about it, don't discuss it, just act like it doesn't exist, don't worry about it.
I'm going to go on a limb here and assume this person has friends of the opposite sex, and really, I went to 3 different proms, junior, senior, then whatever. I went with, one of them was a girlfriend, the other two were just good friends, and the one with the girlfriend sucked.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that. We're talking about crazy exes tonight.
Yeah.
We'll come back to her. But But yeah, no, the other two were friends. It was just friends, and it was awesome.
Yeah, sometimes just going to things like that with your friends can be a lot more fun.
Because you're going to be more comfortable with your friends. So.
Quit watching 10 Things I Hate About You and thinking it's a bunch of BS. Just do it. Just go.
Be like, are you guys having a killer time?
Yeah. Just go and make fun of people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good advice, Richard.
Well, if you stop and look at people dancing, you'll have a good
never
time.
Never seen Carrie. Yeah. I'm so joking.
Coming from the redhead in the room.
It was a joke. Don't actually do that.
Next thing I know, she's like bringing us with her eyes.
I like the end of that movie where she's like freaking out and it's really bad acting.
Anyhow.
We should not even do the Spider-Man thing. Okay.
Okay.
I am.
Awesome.
All right. This one says. So what?
You geeks.
This one says. So what made you want to help kids? I don't know what that means.
What made us want to help kids?
Well, I was just gonna say, hey, Jacko.
Well, yeah. I have to say that Michael Jackson is a big, big motivation to me to help the kids.
He's a big influence in our show.
Hammer, don't hurt the children.
The reason why Adam's going to Puerto Rico is because he wants to get darker skin, not lighter skin.
I'm going to be the reverse Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's getting a nose implant, so it's bigger.
It's already my third nose.
Third nose. Yeah, you should have seen it before, man.
I'm going to have to put, like, SPF 3000 so it doesn't melt off.
Oh, God.
Puerto Rico.
Made of butter.
Yeah, okay, so let's get into the show now.
Yeah,
damn, we've been talking for like 45 minutes. Alright.
That's good stuff.
We just have a lot of questions.
Sticky Club Comedy Hour.
Well, we haven't really even covered everything, but that's alright, we can come back to it. We're going to talk about Crazy Exes today on the show. It's our little interlude right now.
Crazy Exes. Bow, bow, bow.
Alright, that was our little music.
Tian didn't do a beatbox.
Crazy Exes. Yes. Crazy Exes.
You just have to say boom. That's the porn theme.
Yeah,
it was the Crazy Ex, you know, that you first had sex with.
Crazy Ex.
Cue the Twilight Zone music.
Yeah. Crazy Exes. Tonight on Geek Love Radio. Crazy Exes. Dude, that's Jeopardy, man. That's not.
So, are we going to start this segment or are we just going to talk about
Jeopardy?
Sorry.
Crazy Exes. Alright.
Sorry.
My first, like. Well, I won't even say it's like a main grown up type relationship. But, I mean, it was like the first relationship that lasted past like a month. So, I mean. We actually were into each other there for a while. And she was afraid.
Freaking the sack.
Yeah. Well, that too. She was crazy, though. I mean, she was incredibly jealous, incredibly controlling. I mean, but I was getting laid, so I guess in high school that was cool. But, I mean, you know,
bow, bow.
It was just kind of like, you know, if I were to look up or something and look at a girl, it would be like
you have
a
no
4-hour conversation about if I thought she was hot or not.
Would there be a knife involved?
No, but bitch was crazy. And
what's that? We should about crazy.
John Bobbitt on the show told us about crazy.
That would suck.
I think he's a porn star now, though.
Wow.
I think I read something about that.
But yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
The funny thing, though, is after I broke up with her, one of my quasi-friends, sort of type thing, which he was a brother of one of my better friends, but he was online talking to her, right? And I just was being an asshole, because that's what I was in high school. And I'm just like, you're a bitch. And I type that in on the IM. And then the other six friends around me just started typing a whole bunch of stupid shit, you know. And it snowballed. And 4 days later, I got a phone call from her mom. And basically, I got bitched out for about 45 minutes to an hour about how that's not right and all this other shit. And I'm just like, okay. And, yeah, so her mom basically...
showed me where her daughter got her
smack the bitch.
Wrong deal.
Yeah.
We should have the smack the bitch.
Give me my baby powder. Give me my talcum powder.
She sick the hyenas on you though.
Yeah,
man.
Dude.
That's bad.
I've never been sicked on by moms.
Oh, I know.
Moms love me.
My mom got. She got sick on one of my exes though. That was awesome.
I haven't had any exes that were kind of crazy afterwards or anything.
Like, yeah.
Your mom kind of goes off on your girlfriend.
Oh, well, this chick was restraining order worthy.
Oh, so. Yeah.
I don't have any of those, but all right, go.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, that one, that's pretty much the extent of that one. this one, the one I referred to earlier, this was also the first one that lasted over a month. So it was about a month and a half. we were into it and whatnot, but she was way into it, you know. As I was getting to that point, I was graduating high school, and I wasn't really seeing this going, you know, too
further
and stuff. And like I said, prom sucked with her, and it was not going to the bed, no. And so it's just like, So, you know, we go to do the whole breakup thing, and which actually, you know, I was gonna ask you guys, have you ever done a show where he talks about proper breakup technique?
Yes, we did actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
I forget what episode it was, but it was like I think a month and a half ago.
Because I definitely took this girl to Applebee's before I broke up with her.
No way.
Oh yeah.
So she's sitting there thinking everything's good.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
like
so,
by the way.
I don't know.
I
kind of
like, you do a public course, you wouldn't freak out.
Yeah.
She's gonna stab you in the neck.
This is your last meal with me.
Yeah.
No steak for you tonight, honey.
Yeah.
Sharp objects.
She started. Yeah. So we went to this park and we talked, and that's why I dropped it on her, and that's when the craziness started to come through. And wow, I just, long story short, I started taking her back to her house, and she was like doing the whole, like, I wish I could show you how much I care for you. And she was so crazy at this point. I was like, please say you're not gonna like cut yourself or something.
Don't give her things.
Yeah, I seriously thought I was going to that point, because I'd never seen that side of her before.
Dang.
And we get back to her house, and we're somewhat civil arguing at this point. This is the best part.
Yeah.
She goes to storm out of my car. This is all quote unquote quotation mark kind of stuff. Twists her back or whatever, has a panic attack, and passes out perfectly seated back into my car. She's like half out, and then she screams, and then somehow resituates herself perfectly back in the seat and passes out.
I'd have called the cops.
Like, oh god!
She just like drop her off on the doorstep.
Yeah.
Just like walk.
So I like, you know, I was going, wake up, you know, holy shit, sort of thing. And
wake up, get the fuck out of my car.
Yeah, and then I had to carry her to the house and tell her mom. Yeah, she twisted her back. I gotta go. I was gonna stick around. Yeah, so.
Thanks for the food.
That's the extent of it. But it was the whole faking. She was definitely faking it too. I'm not even. Oh, crazy.
That's. Man, I personally have not had that crazy exes other than ones that just dumped me at prom. Mm. But like, I didn't even talk to her after that. But like, my friends that I've had though have some crazy ex stories. Like one of my friends, there was this girl that he was dating, and he was at college with me at my other college, and he was dating this girl. She was obsessive and compulsive about everything, mm-hmm. and like it got to the point like he broke up with her, and she left him like 25 messages on his answering machine. No, 26. I'll tell you why. She called. She's like, Chris. She's like, I dropped his name. It's all right. Nobody knows who this is. She's like, Chris. She's like, hi, this is Ashley. I really need to talk to you. All right, bye. And then she calls back again. Hi, Chris. I can't end on an odd number, so all right, I'll talk to you later. Bye. And then she calls back again. Chris, I think I'm... I like heard every freaking message, and like they'd continue on like, Chris, I think I'm somehow controlling your mind right now. She's like, call me back so I know you're not... So you're safe. And then she'd be like, Chris, I'm sorry if I made you do something bad right now. She's like, I think I'm still controlling your mind. Call me back. And then she'd like call back and she'd be like, oh, I ended on an odd number. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
And then she'd be like...
That's a crazy
so
bitch!
It's so bad, man. Like, like, we just sat there, and, like, after a while, he's just like, delete. It'd just be like, hi, Chris.
It's like Cable Guy, for crying out loud.
It is, dude. It was freaking crazy. And then, on top of that, she, like, drove for, like, 6 hours to come see him. Decided that she, like, she came, she saw him, she said, like, hi to him. She freaked out and drove back. Like, she was there for, like, half hour, not even. She was, like, worried that she was, like, messing with his life. Like, it was the oddest thing I've ever seen in my life. And she was, like, the weirdest girl I've ever met. Wow. I mean, she's cool now. She's, like, gotten help and stuff. But, man, talk about, like, legitimately crazy. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I have two stories from my exes. They're not as crazy as that, though. I had one girl that turned total bulimic after I broke up with her. So, like, from that moment on, every time I talked to her, she had puke breath.
Oh, man.
And that really hurts the chances.
She lost weight. She was already skinny, and she had, like, really nasty looking. Then I had another... She was my girlfriend at the time when this happened. We were going on a road trip, and we had to cross the Mississippi, right? And those are really big bridges, because it's a big-ass river, anyway. And we were up really high. I didn't realize until that moment that she has this, like, horribly death stroke, like, fear of being high on a bridge, like, in a car. I don't think she really did either, but, like, she just freaked out, grabbed the dash of my car, dug her fingers in, like, left mark there.
Oh, my God.
And screamed out of her lungs, like,
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Dude, I can't hear you.
She was sweating and everything.
Oh, there you go.
And it was just crazy.
It's crazy.
It's like, I'm gonna die! No!
Similar to that.
You are gonna die if you don't shut up. Shut up.
God, shut up.
Buddy of mine's kind of going through a crazy girlfriend breakup right now, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's kind of like doing like what that one chick was calling him all the time. And I hung out with him a bunch this weekend. And seriously, she called, like, at least under every 20 minutes all the time and would leave, like, these dumb voicemails. And then she started calling me looking for him, and she would, like, she would, like, work the angles. Like, she's, like, trying to get a hold of him or she's worried about him.
Yeah.
And she even called, like, his mom and was like, I'm worried about him. I'm afraid he's dead and all this kind of stuff. She called him up once and was like, she's like, I'm at home. Call me. I have a family emergency, blah, blah, blah. And then, like... He calls her up, and she was just laughing. It was just a joke, just to get him to, like, call her back.
That's a crazy bitch.
Yeah. Creepy. Just a little self-absorbing.
There's
a... Do you have any crazy guy stories?
You can talk about...
Did he propose to you?
We already talked about the wall-punching guy. Like,
oh.
I don't have a friend.
It's the same guy.
I thought you were looking
at me.
I was like, what are you trying to say?
We've already heard that guy's story a bunch of times.
No, it's the same guy.
I have a new one.
But there's like...
Who keeps going back for more of this guy?
Oh, gosh. Okay, I have a... No, I have a really good...
You'd think that he would be taken out of the game for the first time.
Yeah, you'd think, but no.
Is it because the girl go after the jerk for the nice guy?
Maybe. Oh, I have a really good friend, and... For whatever reasons, this relationship is just not meant to be. but they just can't seem to move on from each other. He's really crazy. Like, this is an every weekend occurrence. They'll have fights and stuff. They'll have fights, and she'll be like, I never want to see you again, and stuff like that. And then he'll get all psycho and punch holes in the wall. I've seen it. He punched
red
right
flag.
In front of my face. It was scary. Anyway. And then on
her... She went out and smoked.
No, on her birthday. And then on her birthday, I was with her.
I was there too, so I can...
Yeah, Richard was there too. And she invited him because they were friends. And, you know, this is an every weekend occurrence. So, of course, he was there. And, of course, he got on her nerves, so she's like, this time she's like, I never want to see you again. And so we got back to her apartment, and she threw all of his stuff. Well, she had thrown it out, but I had to hand it to him just because
he's... Outside the door.
I had to hand it to him outside the door just so he wouldn't, you know, make a huge scene or whatever. So we closed the door and locked it, and she's like, just go home. We don't want to see you anymore.
He seriously
camped outside of her door.
What?
For hours. And we were.
And he like kept repeating her name.
He's like, Melissa. Oh, I mean,
shit.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Nobody knows who Melissa is.
Melissa.
Yeah, you told me about this. I remember.
He kept yelling at her name.
He's like, Melissa. And like, for 5 hours. No, well, it was like 3 hours. It was like 3 hours.
He looked like at 4 o'clock in the morning, but.
It was so crazy because like he's just like sitting there and like all you could hear and like Holly and me are sitting there and he's like Melissa and we're like wait what's your name again
Melissa
and then he'd be like Melissa and we're like, wait I didn't hear that can you say it again
Melissa. It kind of got to be funny after a while but it's kind of psycho. I don't know
what's Melissa's last name.
I forgot.
I forgot, and I slipped and shut off the internet. Just now.
Is Commander Zig listening tonight?
I think so.
It's Amanda.
I am now.
Yeah, sometimes when I am and say, "What up, yo?"
Oh, I think he has. But
put down
it's like in the mass pool of IMs that I have in front of me. Anyhow, so yeah. That's crazy. Those are some crazy accents.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for everybody.
I know how to pick them.
Now, if you guys... Oh, wait. There's a crazy X story that was emailed to us. Let me get it really quick. Talk. Converse. Do your things.
Is there any Ask Holly questions?
Actually, there is.
Awesome.
Oh, great.
Let's get it.
One of them was kind of like last week's. It's like, ask Holly if she's single... Or, Holly, are you... It says, Holly, are you single... And then it says, sorry if you're dating one of the co-hosts. And no, Holly is single. I answered that. Holly. Yeah, no problem. You can't. I'm Holly. Yes,
does it sound really bad?
What? Does your voice sound really bad? No, you're fine.
Okay. Yeah, I'm single.
And then, so sexy.
The status is. Single.
Okay, we'll keep you updated minute by minute.
Yeah, we need to put a thing on the site for that.
Shut up.
Along with Richard's brother. What's his status, by the way?
My brother's status is single.
Alright, so he was closer for a little while.
Yeah, he was close. I think he's still kind of close, but he's just not admitting it.
Or is he avoiding not to be taken?
No, he came up to with this new idea. He's found himself, he says.
I'm going to say, because if he gets a girlfriend, Nate, it's like if, the end of our
Nate,
show.
If you're listening to me, you should IM me later. I want to hear what you think about yourself, finding yourself. Because we had to talk about this earlier.
Yeah.
Find yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here we go.
Here's
a crazy ex email. It says, I dated a girl for about 5 days when I lived in New Orleans. I abruptly had to move back to Iowa, and we cut it off short. I assumed I would never hear from her again. About 4 months later, on the 4th day of July, she showed up at my house.
Oh, my God.
The odd part is that I never told her where I lived or my phone number or any of that. She showed up with a story that she had been shacking up with one of my favorite music artists that is married with children. She would pretend to talk to him on the phone when I wasn't paying attention to her. To top it off, she decided to pretend she was pregnant, twins, and that they were mine. She went all out with it, going to the extent of getting an ultrasound pictures of twins, forged medical records, and the whole lot.
Oh my God.
After a few days.
Yes, stop.
5 days? After meeting him for 5 days?
After a few days, an Illinois state trooper showed up at my house asking if I had seen quote-unquote Morgan, which was not her real name. He showed me a picture of her, and I was like, what the hell is going on? It turns out that she had escaped custody of a mental institution in Illinois, made her way down to New Orleans. She had assumed a fake identity, got a job under it, taken up stalking me. He's like, well, that's it in brief. The girl was crazy.
I don't know if this guy shacked up with her, man. Because that was just, oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
So... Definitely got with a freak that time.
Wow, that sucks.
To find him, wouldn't you have to, like, hire a PI or something like that? I mean, that's... Yeah. It cost you money.
Dude, I don't know.
It cost you some money.
No, with the internet, man, it's not
especially
hard to
Iowa.
Anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Iowa has lots of stuff online.
As scary as it is.
Facebook.
Dude, as scary as it is, like, you can
like
find
we
information.
We can look up your court records online.
Yeah,
right now,
it would
right
take,
here.
Like,
find out if you've ever gotten a speeding ticket.
It
would
take 5 seconds.
We're at. Go.
Tell you, like.
No.
You can also do, like, Interpol stuff, too.
Also, Iowa has their sexual predators online.
Yeah.
Sex offenders. And you'd be surprised, like, to people that you wouldn't expect. Like, if you search Ames, there's lots of students that are...
Sexual predators.
I have a buddy who loves to play this drinking game where you go onto the sex offender website and you bring up their picture and you bet drinks on what you think they did.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's so wrong.
I bet it on for about a minute. And
a lot of them have mustaches. The
like
child cluster mustache.
Yeah, it's like... The stash.
See, I've kind of
the
been throwing together things like this. There's the child molester mustache, and then there's the serial killer glasses.
The aviators, man.
The aviators. My brother has aviators. He wears them all the time.
You I gotta think. Have aviators.
Like, the serial killer glasses are like Napoleon Dynamite glasses.
Lots of mullet.
Mullet.
Dirty hands. Smell like cabbage.
Gives mullet a bad name.
No, man, this is some crazy stories. Man, okay, that beats all our stories.
That's yeah, that tops them all. Done.
Sex offenders usually have tattoos, too.
Wait, how'd you know all this?
Where?
If you look up their website, it tells you that it has, like, they give you all kinds of
Welcome
details
Welcome aboard.
Them. You're like, do you have a tattoo? Oh, sorry. You can't be a sex offender. Tattoos only.
No. Yeah,
it's and there's even female sex offenders. Most of, I'd say like 99% of them are guys, but there's a couple of women on there.
Yeah.
Women that mess around with little boys.
Oh, gross. That and Michael Jackson. It's like women, Michael Jackson. Women.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mary Kay Letourneau.
Little boys. Alright. Anyhow. Yeah. But yeah, the internet. It's like a stalker heaven, too.
Stock dropper radio.
It's stalker heaven, man. The internet. Anything you've ever wanted to know about anybody's on there.
There's actually one website you can go to where like you can search by state, and it lists like every sort of database that's publicly available based on that state.
Yeah.
And Iowa has so many.
You can do credit searches.
You can find out how much your teachers make.
You can do anything.
Oh, yeah.
What's that? Tell me after the show if you're not going to tell me online. Okay. Okay. We'll talk after the show. Alright, anyhow.
Well, her name was on Tech TV site for a while.
Yeah,
but
it's still on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's also available on a certain places directory.
Oh, you can, I mean, like, you can find anybody, like, and... People really don't know what's out there about, like, everybody, but, like, I mean, like, I just said, like, 50 times in that sentence. I'm really sorry. But there is so much out there that you can find about anybody that I could find, like, Adam's full history if I wanted to online. Like, Holly, your full history of anything I've ever wanted to know about you. I'm sure it's online.
Mine's pretty boring, though. I just got one ticket.
Well, I mean, like, other things, though. I mean, there's so much you can find.
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
And, like, I mean...
You can find medical stuff online sometimes.
Google yourself. It's a trip, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Google's the tip of the iceberg. Anyhow, let's continue. Because we don't have much time anymore, again. Damn it. We only have, like, 10 minutes left.
You
have to use
fingers
don't work.
Alright, for the last 10 minutes, let's just deal with these two questions then that we got. These are more emails, and he says, "Hey guys, congrats on the show, great success. Here's my problem. I am in love with my best friend, but she's currently married. Her marriage is going to hell, and she's not getting at that point where she is looking, and she's getting to the point where she's looking around to see alternatives. She's incredibly beautiful and young, so there's a ton of guys that know her marriage is not going the way of the dino and are beginning to write her names on the list of potentials. I know the fact that I stand a good chance. She's often said that if she had me first, or if she met me first, she wouldn't have married the other guy, and that we would have been great together. So I know she's at least thought about me in that way, but I have never done anything or said anything to her that to let her know that I'm in love with her. However, I feel that if I don't start showing interest now that she's still married, I might get beaten by one of the many other guys that are currently after her. But if I do take action now, I might contribute to the demise of her marriage. She's my dear friend, and I don't want her marriage to fail, but the fact is that it's going to happen anyway. I wouldn't risk our friendship unless I was certain we could end up together once her current relationship ends. So should I just wait until her marriage is over to show her interest and risk having another of the potentials move in for the kill before I do, or should I begin to show interest in her now, which would ensure my place at the top of the list, or am I a total asshole for thinking about doing all of this?
I think a lot of people deal with this differently. Like, my first reaction is to, if she's married, stay out of that drama. Like, give, I wouldn't even mess with her at all until, like, her divorce papers are being filed.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, because you don't want to give, I mean, they're married, so you should give them a chance to work it out, because they're married. It's not like moving in on someone who's had a girlfriend for, you know, like 2 months or something. This is like, they have a, I mean, this is like legally bonded, whatever. They have to file paperwork to break up and go through separation stuff. And
you can mess up a lot of stuff too by getting involved.
Yeah.
You get into that.
I mean, I don't know if even, there might be kids involved with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you just kind of have to sit back and be like, all right, you know, if it's going to work out, then it's going to work out. And
I mean, if you think you're going to be at the top of the list, but you're afraid someone's going to move in, I mean, it's not about who gets there first, really. I'm sure if she goes through a divorce, she's not going to instantly hook up and be married to the next person she finds or anything. I'm sure she's going to take her time and make sure she doesn't screw up again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
it's not like high school,
especially after her marriage. Honestly, I would give her time to recoup after that. Because I mean, even if she says she's ready for dating, if something happens, you're gonna be the rebound guy, and if then, it's just gonna even suck worse.
Oh yeah.
The best option for him right now is just keep being a friend, because she probably needs that more than anything right now.
Exactly. So and just be there for her, man. I mean, you can't really do much other than that. I mean, if something does turn out, I mean, like, if you started hitting on her or something, and like she decided that, hey, I'm not gonna break up with my husband now or something like that, like they work things out.
I have this feeling now that he's like, he's saying her marriage doesn't, he hopes that it doesn't go sour or whatever, but it's almost like he has his fingers crossed behind his back, like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in a situation like that, you kind of just have to.
I think that he should. I don't know.
Still that supportive type, I guess. You know, go with your thing, you know, stay supportive, and even like, because even if they do split, when the ring's off, that's a whole different realm right there. Even if he's on like the A team, she could totally just make him the rebound guy.
Yeah.
And then he's coming back to us again with more problems, so.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which is cool.
It gives us stuff to talk about.
Keeps us alive.
It would be easier to, give him better advice if we knew the age of this woman, or if she has kids or anything like that.
I think the biggest
thing, how long have they been married?
Yeah. Because, honestly,
because if they've been married for a couple months, it's different than if they've been married like 2 or 3 years.
Right.
It's been a couple months and it's already going bad, then.
We have another question kind of involved with this. It says, what if you're in love with a married woman and she loves you, and she is happy in the marriage she is currently in? First love, first marriage. So you're in love with a woman, but she loves you, yet she's in another marriage and she loves...
Not so one and only.
So...
so she loves him back?
Join the Mormon church.
Yes! Yes!
Become a Mormon. And have as many wives as you want.
Just as a Mormon. That just reminds me of, like, some people want their cake and eat it too, or whatever.
That's a stalemate situation.
So wait, what is it now? She loves this guy, but she loves her husband too. Is that what you're saying?
This question is, you're in love with a married woman, and she loves you. That woman loves you too, but she's happy in the marriage she currently is in. It's just become a Mormon. I mean, that's all I have to say.
Yeah, that's a stalemate. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it's quite the indecisive chick there, I think.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I would want to get involved with the girl that has that mentality anyway, because then she's with you, and then she's in love with somebody else.
Yeah, you're a
flavor
of the week.
And that happens to you, too, so... It's kind of like, if a relationship, if you break up once, you should just... I think if you break up once, that should be the end, because it's easier to break up the second time, and the third time, and the fourth time. And you're just preparing yourself for more drama, or, like, setting yourself up for it. And I'm a big avoid drama person on this show.
Yeah. That's you are. You're just like, oh, it'll be okay.
Well, just because it's... Like I said, if you break up once, it's easier. It's going to break up easier for her to do it the second time.
Definitely, I have to.
And if you break up and you're trying to hold on to it, you're holding on to the drama, not the relationship.
So, yes, okay. We have one more email, and then we have more game, if we can get to them. Let's see. Oh, what are you laughing at, dude?
Oh, my... MIS teacher told us to go and kind of search for some domain names, and I looked up donkeyballs.com, and it's Surfin' Ass Coffee, home of Donkey Balls.
Wow. Okay, you're done.
This is some cool stuff.
I don't like balls and coffee in the same sentence.
Exactly.
Donkey Balls.
All right. Last email of the night. It says, GLR, well, I've been out of the so-called dating scene for a long time, and I'm just getting back into it. There's three girls I have been talking to here and there. For some reason, they seem like they want to get kind of serious all at the same time. To make things worse, they all plan to meet me at the same bar on the same night. I don't want to cause a problem or look like I'm trying to be a player. I really am trying to be honest, but I don't want these girls to get really mad. To put it rather simply, I should be honest with them about the others, or should I try to go figure it out and what I want to do with each of them and decide which one I like and drop the others? I've never had a problem with too many girls, and I know you lead pimps can help a brother out. So he has too many girls. Obviously something that I've dealt with a lot. He knows.
See, I really can't help you much in the situation, because if I get one girl that I'm interested in, it's like I'm a one girl guy where it's just like I only have eyes for whoever I have a crush on or whatever.
Yeah,
I can't have two people I like at the same time. My mind doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I've never had like more than one girl, you know, ever after me at the same time. So
yeah,
I've had more than after me.
Well, I had, but not girls I know.
He's got a lot of girls he wants to commit.
Well, there's three girls.
He just doesn't know which one.
He just doesn't know. Yeah.
To pick.
I think if he's got the field going with three girls strong, I think he's probably not in the position to be looking to narrow it down. Because yeah, you'd think it, you know. If you had one that was, you know, your primary, you definitely would focus on that.
Yeah, so add some more until you have one that stands out.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, there's not much else you can say.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, be honest with them. I mean, sometimes it's...
I just saw something, though. Like, I know some people that are just like, okay, well, I'll figure out who has the best car, or... who has the most money? Do it based on...
It's kind of a double-edged sword, though, because like, if you tell the other girls about the other girls, they might, you know, freak out.
Yeah.
But if you don't tell the other girls and then they find out somehow, you're screwed. I mean, mm-hmm. I just try to figure it out soon and not play them all at the same time. Like, I mean, figure it out and then be like, all right, this is what I'm going to do right now. And make a choice. I mean, you have... Obviously, the other girls are not going to be happy with it, but, you know... You gotta make it first.
Unless you tell them and they are. And you go. That's yeah. Yeah.
So we're talking about a like foursome now.
But yeah.
Foursome.
Yeah?
Okay.
Go for that. That's my advice.
Go for the foursome.
Go for the foursome.
Yes. Advice
of
the night.
Right, Chris.
Right, Chris.
Don't smoke.
Awesome. Okay. All right. We have 10 minutes left. We have 5 minutes left. What else? I have nothing else. I'm done. We didn't get into the whole metrosexuality thing.
We're waiting for some different hosts for that.
Yeah, Alice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have some of my friends coming too. That are we
wanna
be good.
We wanna have invite a gay man over.
Oh yeah.
One of my friends said he'd come over.
Because we've been missing
the gay
sexual view on the show, or a homosexual view on the show.
Oh. So we're gonna have his gay influence on the show.
Do you get any questions like with that?
What's that?
Do you get many questions like
with the gay thing?
Yeah, I'm fairly new. Anyone listening, this is actually like the second show I actually ever listened / known of. So
no. But
I'm
like
green.
No, we've had questions about it. Like we've had there was like a really long email today about it. But like I kind of just wanted to take time to read it more carefully and then
yeah.
Like just have somebody that's been in situations like that, you know.
I get gay stalkers, so on the show.
Been
yeah.
There.
Unfortunately.
No, I've never been there. Although I've been hit on by a gay guy before.
It was rumored I was gay once.
Yeah.
Back in high school. So,
yeah,
obviously not.
It that was same for me, but that was because I was doing the whole like music thing and like.
Same here, yeah, dude. It was me and all the guys I had ever played in a band with. Because we were in bands together.
Yeah.
We were gay.
Yeah.
And we all did freaky stuff together. And I was in multiple bands at one time, and so we grouped up together. Oh, it's awesome.
Oh, those orgies.
Good old small town boredom.
On the court,
because
you never know what happens.
Yeah.
Holly's are going to be Marlboro and Camel.
I like to say
Camel
and Marlboro for making this show possible tonight.
Thank you.
Big lighters. I like the elevator. Iowa weather.
Awesome. Brought to you in part by Parliament Lights.
Yes.
With the recessed filter.
No filter.
Non-filter.
Yeah, Holly's into the non-filter.
Non.
I like it straight.
I like it.
Alright, do we have anything else? Alright, I think we might have another question before we leave.
Okay.
Never mind, we're good.
I have a comment.
Okay, comment.
Spring break coming up.
Yes.
Break.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, alright, we have no show next week because of spring break. We're going to be gone. I'm going to be in Puerto Peñasco, and Adam's going to be in Puerto Rico.
Right on.
We're going to be in the Puertos.
Puerto.
It's all about the Puerto.
Puerto means door.
Yeah.
Puerta is door. So,
we're going to
be
in Puerto. I would say shithole. So far,
babe. We're going to be in Puerto.
Shithole is, if you say Iowa.
Iowa.
Wow,
wow, wow.
Anamoso.
They have a penitentiary there.
Stay safe.
Yeah.
It's safe in Anamosa with their penitentiary.
I'll send you a postcard.
Thanks.
Thanks, all.
Thanks.
I'm going to take lots of pictures. I'm in Puerto Rico for the site.
Yeah, and I'm going to take lots of videos.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to take videos, too.
I'm going to get Tony Gwynn's autograph.
Okay.
I'm going to buy the next Girl Scout Wild because I was going to be in it, I think.
Holly and Mal.
Sorry, listeners out there.
I feel bad for Richard. He has to spend over 20 hours in a car with us three girls.
You guys are driving all the way.
Yeah, we're driving.
Yeah.
Oh, no, okay, not to mention. All right, I gotta go on a little rant here.
Ouch. 20 hours.
That is a long fucking drive.
No,
it's like 26 hours.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's a lot longer than that because
now,
like,
so basically, you guys are spending half your spring break in a car and the other half.
No, it's okay.
You're not stopping.
Come on,
you're
dramatic.
Pissing out the window.
Yeah, I'm making the girls piss out the window.
It's 2 days.
What?
Yes.
What'd you say?
Yes.
I said I'm making the girls piss out the window. We're not stopping.
Richard, I'm not doing that.
That'd be a good photo.
No.
Bring Tupperware then.
Okay, we'll bring Tupperware.
With the
it's
going to
be in your car, Richard, so, you know, whatever.
My flight to Puerto Rico is 6 hours.
Dude, that sucks. We have 26 hours of driving. No, okay.
No, we're going to play
10
hours of Would You Rather.
Oh, God. And these questions are like, would you rather, like, have sex with a dog or with your, like, hobo cousin or something like that? And that's how bad these questions
get
are.
Get pretty dirty, they do. It's all good fun.
That's a good one, Coach.
I think I'm going to be probably giving myself a crash course in Spanish on the flight.
No, dude, some bitch. We were going to take my... No, I got to...
Oh, okay.
We were going to take my van. We were going to take my van.
Oh, yeah.
And some asshole decided... Three asshole people decided to knock out the windows in my van. Like, they shot them out with BB guns.
Bullshit.
So the van that we're taking, we can't take anymore.
Now we have to be crammed in your car.
In my car.
Damn it.
Really?
How the hell are you going to fill all the luggage in that?
I have a big trunk.
God.
I fit like four of my friends in my trunk.
I feel bad for whoever's going to sit in the back seat for 26 hours.
There's four of us.
Just call the auto glass.
Shotgun.
Auto glass people.
Oh, we're switching off driving. Don't even give me that.
I know.
Okay.
It'll take like 4-hour driving
trips. Do you want to make it there?
Hey, you guys leave Friday, though. You could call the auto glass people and have them fix the windows.
No, we tried. Like, nobody would fix it. Because, like, in my town, there was 100 cars that got hit by these, like, people.
Well, good.
And, like, my van is a conversion van.
Go up to Iowa City or...
Dude.
Castrate those fucking...
My dad has been calling everybody, man. My dad has been calling everybody.
The little red truck. Beep, beep.
People are telling you to piss out the... People are telling
you
to ashtray.
Piss out the window. No, to do it in a cup and then piss it out.
That's what the Tupperware is for. These are chicks, guys.
You can pee in beer bottles when the police officers show up.
You been doing some booze in there?
Drinking some of Grandpa's cough medicine?
He's like, no, I'd be like Dumb and Dumber, yeah.
Pull over. It's a car game. Sorry, sir.
Oh, wow.
You want a glass of water?
So I get to go through airport security. And
That's like a red bag.
Don't even Puerto Rico. They're the U.S. Commonwealth.
That's fun.
Drinking age is 18 there.
Nice.
Right on.
Yes. Although I'm well over the legal drinking age.
Yeah, as if you had to worry.
I'm even well over it in Iowa. But we always talk about that on the show.
Oh.
Yep.
Any other items?
Hey, the ratio of age to underage in this room is... has increased over the past semester.
It's just all people telling us to piss in cups and dump it out the window.
Tupperware
store.
Are you giving me ideas? Since Richard's a bastard, he won't pull over for me.
Yeah, of course.
He's a nonconformist.
He'll be pulling over.
Oh, he'll be sorry if he doesn't.
Yeah, he'll pull over.
You're not pissing in my car.
Feed my pants.
Would you pull over?
To like, I'm prairie dogging it. Oh.
What do you mean with that from? Don't know.
It's runny.
No, that was from a Rat Race. I'm prairie dogging it.
Like,
what's that mean? Like, oh, you know how a prairie dog hits its head in and out of a hole.
That's just.
That's Richard, and he'll pull over.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Richard, we're prairie dogging it.
Alright, we got like 3 minutes left, so let's get this out.
Shout outs to Ashley Joe.
Ashley Joe. Ashley Joe.
To my girlfriend Allison.
Again?
And damn, dude. Always, man.
Whipped.
Yeah. She pissed off at you for not having the marshmallows.
No, she was pissed off at Richard.
Richard took it out. We did a kick out the other day and
Shannon killed a hamburger and a hot dog, and the wind blew Richard's hot dog clean off.
God,
I like casualties.
And I smelled like smoke afterwards, so I took a shower.
Yeah, it was kind of dirty. I didn't take a shower. Shit, I haven't taken a shower today.
Gosh,
don't take after me if you're into the non-showering bit.
Okay.
Shower more.
I take like 2 or 3 a day.
But yeah, and remember, chlamydia is bad, so don't get it.
Awesome.
Now that remember the gonorrhea you get in
The chlamydia you get in Cancun won't actually stay in Cancun. Just remember this.
Chris, any shouts?
Yeah, actually, first of all, thank you guys for letting me come do this.
No problem.
It's awesome. Okay. It sucked. But no, people shouting out to us. I got my friend Carrie B at UNI, listening tonight for the first time.
Awesome.
Yeah. Also, a couple of my buddy Andy Sherm. He's out there listening for the first time, too. And then Luscious and C Dub, my boys. So,
cool.
Yeah. Have a good spring break, guys.
Sweet. Paul?
Okay.
I better roll
it. Oh, make sure you have your pet sprayed and neutered.
Yes. Okay. Let's see, shout out. I'll give a shout out for Mallory since she comes tonight. And Andy, I think he's listening tonight.
Yeah, he messaged me.
Huh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was
talking to him. And Avi.
He said sexy voice.
Oh, yeah, I know. Totally.
Awesome.
That's all I got.
Awesome. Adam?
Mine goes to the island of Puerto Rico for hosting my spring break. And to Ashley Joe. And to everybody that came to my party on Saturday night.
Awesome.
It was banging up in the studio here.
See?
That's it.
Bring us home, man.
Mine is to Ashley Joe, because Ashley Joe rocks. And, yeah. That's pretty much it. No, my brother is still single.
Oh, I give a shout out to Nate too.
I give a shout out to Holly's mom.
Oh.
Holly's mom gets a shout out tonight for me. And yeah, that's about it. I don't have anything else. All right. Do you want to do a public service announcement? Can we record this, Holly, since we have you right now?
Oh, please.
Just be like, this is a public service announcement.
Or 9th and 6th. Sing the Always and Forever song again.
Oh, please.
The morning now.
You're laughing at my expense.
Okay, do your public service announcement.
Would you say this is a public service announcement?
Then it's going to be like
smoking is bad.
Smoking is bad. Don't start. I don't smoke, though, by the way.
I smoked 4 packs a day for 3 years. This is what it did.
Yeah, right now she's taking a drag off of it.
Yeah.
Holding her throat.
Yeah. I wish you guys could see this. It's pretty good. All right. Anyhow, we got to go.
Please.
Always and forever.